Oh my gosh, Jim. I mean, when you really look at the different ramifications that could be happening or could be about to happen, this is some, let's say, interesting times, as the Chinese like to tell us.
Yeah, and these things have happened before, and that's why I have come to the conclusion that there's a, you know, the people in charge, so to speak, that have gotten the reins of power around the world, and make no mistake about it, that's one group, including this country. They don't want people to know about this. They want to prepare themselves and let everybody else hang out to dry. They don't, if there's something like this coming, they want to ride through this and end up on top on the other side.
Yeah, sure.
And so they're preparing themselves. They're using vast resources to prepare themselves.
Now, when you say prepare themselves, this is the underground cities?
Right. Yeah, and you have to figure, in a just a planning scenario, if you were planning an underground city, every mouth in that city is going to require a certain amount of food to last, what do they think, 10 years or something?
Is that what they're saying?
They're preparing for a serious long term, yeah.
I had heard five, but... Look at history, Jim, of all of our previous ancestors coming up. I mean, and how many indigenous people around the world have within their history that, oh yeah, we came from under the ground. We came from inside the earth.
Right. Yeah, and then to sit out, I mean, every mouth that's down there that needs to be fed requires a huge amount of food. And supplies and accommodations.
Yeah.
So the bottom line is, if you're planning on having a lot of people, you need many people amount of provision.
Now the one thing that they could do, and obviously it's the only thing they could do, besides having some staples, is they have to have some type of a growing system. With either, you know, full spectrum light or something like that,
you would think so.
Yeah.
But the one thing they haven't made the proper estimate of is what this thing can do
when it goes by.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, and so I personally would not want, if they invited me to be in a cave, and I knew that something was going to pass relatively close to Earth.
Yeah.
And send a serious shockwave through the mantle, I wouldn't go into a cave. I would not want to be anywhere in the ground.
What would you do? What are you going to do?
I often joke with people. I say that I've developed my Planet X passing life support system.
Yeah.
It's a rocking chair with four big springs, like those kind at the bottom of an elevator.
Yeah.
And then I got a seat belt and two cases of Coors beer.
Because that's about it, isn't it?
Yeah. And one of those helmets, you know, with the cups on the side.
Yeah.
And a straw, you know. So, I mean, no, I'm just jokingly, but...
Semi.
It's hard to estimate.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's very clear. When you read the ancient texts of the people that crawled out of the mud, literally.
Yeah, right.
And made it through the last time. I like this one phrase. It's out of the Colburn Bible. It's telling about all of these things and how the people came out of the mountain and their skin was hanging on their bones. Like,
oh, geez.
And because they were just famished, you know, they were starving. And it said, in this, people lived through this in many parts of the earth.
Yeah.
And then the line I remember was, for man is not easily killed. And in other words, you know, if given enough places around the earth.
And the will to survive.
Yeah. And you can see also that the huge continent of Atlantis, which was in the South China Sea, the biggest populations to make it through were in China and Tibet. And that's why India and China today have those huge populations, because they had a big head start on the rest of the planet.
How did they survive then? Were they on the opposite side of the earth when this thing came through?
I don't know exactly, other than maybe they were well prepared. They were living with the earth, in a sense. They,
right.
You know, immediately could start gardening.